This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And we are just going to have a joyful time in the Word, in ministry. We have a very, very special guest in the studio with me. I have aspired to be like her, and I've known her for many years in the ministry, and she is just such an inspiration when it comes on a faith walk. And she is Catherine Tyshon. We call her Mama of the Nations because she is world acclaimed. She's traveled the whole world on almost every continent. Am I right, Catherine?
Not the whole world, but yes.
Yeah, but almost, I'm talking about every continent just about. And yes. And, you know, she's just going to share. I think this is going to be such an inspirational conversation because, you know, we all want to do something for the Lord and, you know, our faith fails us. And she's going to take, after the break, we're going to start the interview. I really want her to tell her journey from why she started and where she started and when her conversion and that journey of faith, just stepping out in faith, next level, I call it. And we're going to take a break now and have a nice music break and enjoy this song. And we will be with Catherine Tyshon straight after this. Good afternoon, family and friends. If you've just joined us, we have got a very, very inspiring person on the phone with us today, and she is Catherine Tyshon, and she's going to share her journey of faith that you will be in awe of what God has done with her, through her, and how she's traveled the world evangelizing, speaking in, all over the world. And but she's going to share her journey with us this afternoon. So Catherine, just tell us all about yourself right now.
Okay, thank you, Renette. Thank you so much for having me. Well, first of all, I really was raised an Anglican, so I knew nothing about salvation. I knew nothing about being born again, and I'm sure that's an experience of many, many people. So I never knew anything about Jesus. I only knew that my father wanted me to go to church, and I went to a little Sunday school, and I always took my little rabbit with me. So I even have a converted rabbit when I was little. So I'm just going to share a little bit about my conversion. Right, I was converted in 1978 on the 28th of April. It was at 10:30 in the morning, and it was a Tuesday. It was the most amazing day of my life. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever have another day like that. You have to forgive me if I get emotional, because get emotional when I talk about how the Lord saved such a wretch like me. Looking back, I am absolutely convinced that I experienced the gift of repentance. I know that there isn't an explicit mention in the Bible of the gift. However, in Timothy 2:25, the Lord will grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth. And then another one in the Message Bible, God might sober them up with a change of heart. Well, you know, that's exactly what happened to me. I was a young woman that was always angry. I must admit, I was a force to be reckoned with, but not always in a positive way. So I made friends with this Christian lady, and she lived next door. And she started to talk about the Lord. She took me to church. So that was my first experience of the happy clappies, you know, and the real freedom in singing, the freedom of just being heard and testimonies. I had never experienced that before. Anyway, what happened was we got kind of to be friendly with the family, and I didn't like her husband. And I made the mistake of telling her. And so I must have hurt her feelings quite a bit. But anyway, in the course of our friendship, she must have told him to gain leverage, I think. She told him to gain leverage in an argument. And so he told her, you're not going to speak to that woman again. You will not even visit her. So in the year of silence, I'd experienced another nervous breakdown in my marriage. And then, I don't know, one day she came to my house. And she sat down and she said, "Look, Catherine, I was praying for you. I have been praying for you this whole year that we haven't seen each other. But I want you to know that as I'm praying for you, this morning specifically, the Lord said, go and talk to her about me. Talk to her about life, eternal life, and talk about hell." And she said, "Lord, I can't." My husband said, "I can't go." And then the Lord said to her, she felt the Lord say to her, "If you don't go, how can I save her?" Mm. Isn't that wonderful? How can I save her? Anyway, she left me like that. But just before she left, she said, "I want you to know that what you said about my husband, I told him and he was very angry. And of course, you know the story, we couldn't see each other." And then I said to her, "You know, I felt something moving in the room, in the living room. We were in a place called Gatuma in Rhodesia." And I said to her, I said, "When I felt something moving on me, I said, I really need to come and just apologize to your husband." And she said, "Okay, I'll arrange for it." Well, you know, that was my first step, Renette, to repentance. Wow. I had to go and repent to this young man. Anyway, you know, a week went by, 2 weeks went by. And one day I was so restless and I said, no, something's happening. I don't know what's happening. I don't understand. But I realized that I had to call her. Her name was Marina. I said, "Marina, come to my house." She came to my house, and as we met in the kitchen, I grabbed her hands and I said, "Today is the day I give my life to Jesus."
Amen.
And she came into the room. Yeah, she came into the room with me. We knelt. I did understand a little bit, you know, that when people give their lives to Jesus, others help them to pray. But this was not the case that morning. She just sat by me and I saw that she was beginning to pray, and I was also kneeling but not knowing what to do. So that brings me back, you know, to Revelation 3:19. It says, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent." Mm. Well, you know, I really felt that another word for earnest was to be actually passionate about a decision. You know, you have to actually be, you have to decide what to do. Well, that day I really decided and the Lord met me. Anyway, I was waiting for her to pray. Nothing happened. And so the reason why I talked to you about the gift of repentance is the Lord moved on me and saw me that I didn't know what to do. Mm. I didn't know. Yes, I knew I had to give my life, but I didn't know how to give my life.
Yes.
Anyway, he moved on me, Renette, and all of a sudden I began to repent. I began to remember all the things that I had done. All the things that were not good, that were offensive. And then that gift of it, I believe that was the gift of repentance. And it overflowed. It became a snowball effect after. And I stayed down there for 2 hours, Renette, repenting before the Lord. And when I got up, a good sign of repentance is that you feel weightless. You feel like you are walking on air. Anyway, I got up from my knees. The young woman, her name's Marina, she then became my spiritual mum. She said, "Catherine, I have never experienced anything like this before." And as we hugged, and I was still in great tear, but there was a joy in my crying. And we walked out of that room, and I floated out of the room, with Marina. Renette, that was my beginning with Jesus. Yes, I wasn't knocked off a horse like Saul, and I didn't experience a burning bush, but I experienced a fire inside provoking me to clear the slate with the Lord. And of course, I don't expect other people to go the same route, but I do say this, that repentance today is not really what it is supposed to be. God bless. Amen. That's my first kind of segment.
Yes. No, that is so powerful, that, because, you know, We all take our own journeys in salvation. But, you know, when the Lord has a purpose and a plan for you, he takes you completely out, eh? Completely out.
Yeah,
and he
absolutely.
Knows how to.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you were prepared to clear the slate with him, he decided, now I'm going to take you. And I'm going to take you and walk the road that you're walking. And, you know, you've walked now, you're currently based in Italy. And you've ministered now on a few continents, but you backwards and forwards to South Africa. And, you know, what is, you know, your, And, you know, with the five global ministries, what does that look like? You know, what has God given you with that ministry right now? Where you're at now? But, you know, obviously you've now traveled. And what have you experienced on your travels as you've moved around? The challenges that our churches are having. I know you're speaking to leadership and, you know, mental leadership, and you often just staying with all. I know you do family ministry where you go into homes and you minister and you know, you help families reconcile and all that. So just give a little bit of an overview of what your ministry actually looks like and where it is right now.
Right. Okay. Well, I just want to end off about the repentance that in my life, in all these years, these 47 years, the key for me to continue with the Lord is repentance and obedience. Amen. To me, those are very, very, very important
keys.
To be able to continue with the Lord as he would lead and write the story, which of course is his story, and it becomes then our story. Well, first of all, I want to just bypass all the years and all the sorrow and all the trauma and all the, I'm a widow now, I have four children, and God is busy really working with my children right now. I believe God is opening up their eyes. They're all, three of them out of four are backslidden, so I know God is really busy, and I'm very excited about that, because really I've been a mama to many, many, many children, but now it's maybe my turn to see also some results with my own little ones, and they're not so little anymore. But I just want to mention two things. The Lord gave me a mandate. He said, I want to join South Africa with Italy, and then from Italy into the globe, into the world. And you know, 25 years ago, there was a prophecy over South Africa that South Africans will not only permeate the globe, but that they will be a voice into the nations, into the world, that there is a voice coming out of South Africa that is needed right now in the world. And I really believe it's going to start. And I know we know that there was a great exodus before, but that wasn't a spiritual exodus. That was an exodus of people fleeing the nation. You remember when the government was handed over? So I'm talking about how God is going to use young people. So one of the vehicles that the Lord showed me is he wants to use the young people in the arts and in the entertainment. Mm. And I was speaking to one of the mayors in Italy, in the town that I live, and he's so excited about this project. And the project is, and it's going to come under a banner that says, cultural, international culture between South Africa and Italy. And that's like inviting the youth. The youth have to be between the ages of 18 to 25. Why? Because they're free. They're free. They might not know what they want to do, but they're free to be able to go to another nation, to sit for 3 months, get culturally aware of that nation, begin to be formed as a team, getting one heart for that nation and prayerful, and also getting to even know oneself even more, and then being sent into the streets of different villages in Italy. And of course, that's what the Lord showed me. And I was like, wow, Lord, I've never heard of that. That is so beautiful. I mean, we've all heard about school exchange students, but we have never heard of, I've never heard of this. So for me, to be given this mandate is such an honor and such a privilege. And of course, I'm also so scared.
No.
I'm also so
excited as well. So, yes, yes. Okay,
I know that God is. Yes, sorry.
No, continue.
Go on.
share?
I was saying, I know we're not given a spirit of fear, but sometimes you think of this enormous thing that the Lord has shown you, and you think, wow, am I ever going to do this? You know, although I'm confident and I speak Italian perfectly, and I've already got inroads to the tourism board in the north of Italy. So God is wanting to do this, but he wants to grab the youth that are ready to sacrifice and say, I don't live for myself, I live for Jesus. And if I'm going to go into the world, then let the Lord lead me to do that. Amen.
Catherine, how old are you? I want you to tell people, how old are you?
Well, my natural birth, I was born on the 20th of March, 1951. But my spiritual birth, I was born on the 28th of April, 1978. So you can pick how old you think I am.
No, I think it's amazing because you're just on fire for the Lord. And this is where we need to be encouraged. Guys and people out there, you can be on fire for the Lord. Doesn't matter until the day you put your head down. There is no excuses. Yes. When you watch Catherine operate, doesn't matter where she is. When you're looking at her, then she's speaking to street kids, and then she's talking to the security guards. And when you look again, she's off into the restaurants. You cannot put a hold on her. When you see she touches ground, she's ministering. So please be encouraged by her testimony. And we're going to continue with this extraordinary woman straight after this break. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me, Renette, on Rise this afternoon on 7 to 9 a.m. I just want to encourage you as a family, please go download our app, tell everybody about the app, and follow us on our website. You know, we've got so much to offer, and follow us on Facebook. I can tell you now, have a look at Facebook and you'll see a lot of our presenters and a lot of our guests, and really be inspired by our guests. And today I have a very extraordinary missionary on the line with me today, and she's Catherine Tyson. She's based in Italy right now, but she's visiting South Africa, and she has got major prospects for, you know, this international, you know, cultural shifts that she's wanting to be part of. But Catherine, I want you to share your faith walk, because we are so fearful. We put God in a box and we say, okay, you can't give us the finances to do the things that you want us to do. So we limit him. And yet you have done everything by faith. You don't even have a covering of where people are, you know, a congregation's carrying you. But as you minister, the Lord gives you the finances to be able to accomplish what he expects you to do. So I just want you to share that part of it, because we are so, putting God into the limitations of our own beings. So share your journey with that.
Okay, wow. Okay, so, well, first of all, I just want to share something. You know, in the natural, when you have a husband or a wife and you're really in love, you tend to trust that person as you walk with them. And wherever they go, you follow. And even the husbands, many times, they look at you and they are so in love, and they so believe that wherever you're going to go is going to be the right place. Well, you know, I believe the middle of a journey and the end of a journey always depends on the beginning of a journey. When I fell in love with Jesus, I fell in love with everything that he is. And I didn't know too much about the word at the beginning. Why? Because I think I was wanting to just evangelize. I just couldn't stop telling people about how the Lord had saved my life. And then, of course, you know, you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you get baptized in his name, and you know that there are certain principles in the word that you need to follow. But I want you to know, God has led me by faith, by the word. And also, how many ways does he speak to us? He speaks to us through word. He speaks to us through a prophecy. He speaks to us through dreams and visions. He speaks to us even in a donkey can speak to us. Amen. We remember the story of Balaam. So there are many ways. And if you begin to really develop that trust, in the one that you love. I really believe faith is just an automatic thing that develops. It's not something that I cry out for all the time, although I am aware that I am being stretched in Italy, for instance. I have a pension that in South Africa it's quite a substantial amount. When I'm in Italy, I'm very, very restricted. So guess what? I am stretched now in another place, and I'm having to go back to believing that the Lord, and to have faith that the Lord will see me through all the time. So you've got to have faith because of your love. Your love, Renette, I love you so much. Even as
you,
even as a sister in Christ. And you know, sometimes when you would say to me, let's go here and there, I will just go with you, because I know you won't take me down a path that is destructive. You won't take me to a place where maybe it's a shortcut, and there will be an encampment of danger. So I think the love thing is so important. If you love him, you'll do whatever he tells you to do. And how do you get that love to keep on fire? In prayer, worship is so neglected today. I see people in churches, they don't worship the Lord. They don't surrender to the Lord. Why? Because maybe they're not doing it even in their own homes, and they have nothing to surrender. Or maybe they're not even thankful for anything, or nothing's happening in their lives. They're just dormant, they're stagnant, and stagnation and boredom is absolutely, whoa, it's a remedy for death. I hope you know
spirit,
what I'm saying,
yes,
by that. I don't
yes.
mean physically,
no,
but I mean we can die.
Yes, your relationship
if we are
with
not
the Lord.
Walking. Yes. And if you don't love him, and you don't realize how much he has loved you to save you, you don't even want to tell other people about it. I mean, you don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to have 150 scriptures in your pocket to be able to tell people Jesus loves you. May I share my story, how he rescued me from a life that was on the path of destruction. You know, and it depends really also of how the Holy Spirit is igniting these conversations through prayer. Lord, give me a soul today. I wake up sometimes, Renette, and I just say, Lord, this is your day. Whatever you want me to do, just let me do it. Where you want me to go, let me go. Whatever you want me, whoever you want me to meet, I will meet. Father, I will not be afraid today. I will do your will today. You know, Renette, it is not difficult to be put into places where you actually have a testimony, where you actually, something is happening, and you go home and say, wow, Lord, you just did it again. You
Amen.
Are so awesome. He is alive, Renette. He is alive within us. Let him be alive to others. You know, I wrote something today. I said, to know him is to show him off to the world.
Amen.
Show him off. To the world.
Boast
you know?
In him.
And if it's, yes, many people are suffering, and they're allowing things to come upon them and to suffocate that love that they have. So I always say, go back to your first love. Go back to the beginning. What is the beginning? The beginning is the cross. The beginning is that encounter with his immeasurable, unfathomable love. To go back to the cross daily, just to feel his love and what he's done, and to celebrate that. There's no room for tears anymore. There's a celebration, because now we have life, and it more abundantly. And the cross represents the weight of what we carry. We can just throw it off at the cross. We throw it off and say, Lord, take these things. Let me lift, let me rise weightless. Let me rise, Lord, featherless, as if I'm walking on air, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. If you're not fired up after that, who then we don't know. Catherine, you are just a ball of fire. If you had to meet her, she is just this tiny little woman. You cannot believe that you can just drop her anywhere. She works in communities. She just goes for it and is incredible. And she looks half her age and is powerful to see how the Lord is just keeping her on the move and on the go. So I want you, family and friends out there, just get ignited. Get onto this excitement of who Jesus is. And you know, we are living in such dark, unprecedented, perilous times with so much heaviness and lots of bad news and lots of things happening. So let us take on where him and take on that worship and just get excited for who he is and bring people. We got to harvest. This is the last assignment we're going to have. And Catherine's taking up her banner and she's taking up her shields and her whole warrior outfit, whole kit out there. And she is going for it. And I mean, she's taking on this war as to say, Lord, I've got X amount of years on this earth. I'm going to make it matter. I'm going to make it count.
Yes.
And we are going to bring in day by day, and not one person is excluded from this journey. And this is what I love about Catherine's ministry. From the car guards to you've spoken in massive churches to massive leaders, and nobody goes, you nobody passes Catherine without getting to know who Jesus is. So be inspired. Thank you, Catherine, for being who you are. You are very special to Jesus, I know. You really
bless
are.
You must see that. Thanks for thinking of me.
We still got another session, and we're going to chat to you straight after this one. And I want you to pray with us. I want you to pray for us. Pray for our country. Yes. I want you to speak into our country. Just encourage people on how to really speak into this beautiful country that we still have, and we are still blessed, even though there are things that aren't in order. But we're going to take a music break first, and then I'm going to join Catherine straight after this for another powerful session. And we will chat to you straight after this. God bless you. Hi, family and friends, and I'm just telling you, I have not stopped smiling since the beginning of this interview to now. I'm literally holding on to my seat. Catherine Tyson is my guest. She's a missionary from Italy. I cannot say much more about her. She's just like on fire for the Lord. She's got me going here, and she's just going to share with us. You know, she visits our country regularly, and she loves Cape Town as well, and she does travel to Durban and all those other areas as well. But her heart is right now here, and she'll be soon going up to Namibia, that up into that way as well. So her footprint is wide. But she's on fire for the Lord. And I just want her just to pray with us as we are going through so many things in this country. And But God, He is in control. And so Catherine, just speak into our country. Speak, see what the Lord is saying. Just share what the Lord is saying to you right now about us and for us. And you can just finish up in prayer with us, for us as well, please.
Amen. Hallelujah. Would you like me to pray now?
You can pray, and then you can just minister to us of the last few minutes.
Okay. Oh, Father God, you hold South Africa in your hands, in your nail-scarred hands, Jesus. And there is nothing, Lord, that we can do except allow you to hold us, to believe that you hold us, to know, Lord, that whichever way you want, we will submit to you, Lord. But I say, Lord, that every voice that does not enhance who you are, Lord, then they need to be shut right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that our ears will not allow them to be honing into the negative of voices today, in the name of Jesus. Father, you've been talking to me about voices. You are saying to me even that there are many voices today. But Lord, the voice that we need to hear is your voice. And I believe your voice is in the power of the Holy Spirit, because you, God, are spirit. And in your spirit in us, Lord, we are to have peace. We are to have joy and love, for those things are in the Holy Ghost. So those that are born of the Holy Spirit, they are to walk in peace. As they walk in peace, they deliver peace. Then will be the voice of the Lord. But those that have no peace, those that have no peace cannot bring peace to others, Lord. We know that those voices are not the voice of the Lord. Father, we thank you from the north to the south, to the east and the west, Lord. No matter what is happening in South Africa, you are watching us. You are overshadowing us. And this causes us to believe and to be at peace and to rest, knowing that, God, you have this country not only in your hands, but in your heart. You would not want this Africa, the South Africa, to move into the world if you had no plans for it. So, Father, thank you. Thank you. No matter what's happening, Lord, we will not hear, for we will only have ears for your voice and for your peace and for your joy and for your love, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That was now such a good ending. And so, Catherine, is, thank you. Tell me, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? Just, you know, for us going forward, what we can trust the Lord for. And yes, and we will be ending our program shortly. But just share with us quickly anything
else.
Well,
I'd like to just share an instruction, instruction of the Lord. The Lord is instructing us, just keep investigating yourself. Keep looking to see where there are weaknesses. Deal with them. Bring them to the Lord. Find out why they are there in the first place. Learn to be overcomers. The Bible says we already are overcomers. So now we have to realize that, to be real overcomers through certain things that we are going through. I really believe that those things, that these insecurities, these negative thoughts, these when you're not healed, these can hinder our faith. These can hinder us from hearing the Lord. So at the same time as you walk with the Lord, investigate. Investigate yourself. Bring yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, see in me what it is that hinders me from being able to overcome, in Jesus' name. For not only, Lord, for me, but for others that you have prepared for me in this life. And that's what I encourage every young woman, every young man, even older women and older men, younger children, to trust the Lord's process on changing you. Mm. We have lost the plot. We have to still become like Jesus.
Become.
We can't just talk the talk. Yes, we have to become like Christ, so that our talk will not only be just lip service, because we know the scriptures, but it will be out of experience, giving life not only to ourselves but to others, in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. That we did it, girl. Thank you so much out there, family and friends. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. And really hope you're encouraged. Just trust the Lord in these times. Just listen to his voice. Stay plugged in so that you don't get derailed by all that is happening around us. We're not minimizing what's going on. But he says, come up here. Come up here. And we can live in a peace beyond understanding, because we are in his realm. And that is what I want to encourage you, family and friends. We're not dismissive of what's happening. We pray. But when we come out of peace, we can really be impactful and not drown with what is happening. And I really want you to not carry the world's worries on you. trust him and give it to him and say, Lord, you can do this. You can do this. And Lord, we just know that you're in control. And we just thank you that you're covering us and protecting us. So I pray for protection. I pray for provision. I pray for success in everything that we do in today's world. Lord, give us let us not be cowardly. Let us be bold when we speak about you. Let us not shy away. Let us not be diplomatically correct and all that other nonsense that we seem to want to do in today's world because we're so scared we are stepping on toes. No, we need to know who we are in Jesus Christ. Yes. So family and friends, I just want to encourage you. I want you to bless you. And may this be a beautiful week for you. And Catherine, thank you for firing us up. You got me going. Bless you, darling. And may the Lord just continuously use you mightily for his glory and his kingdom. May you just achieve all that you've still got planned and purposed for you for the rest of your life. I know you've still got lots of ground to cover, and God is just going to provide for you and use you mightily. Thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you so much. Renee.
Bless God you, my bless dear. You. Bless you. And family and friends, that's the end of our program. And but we will see you next time. Just take care of yourself. Stick to the rules. Go and love on each other and repent. And go and apologize and reconcile with whoever you need to. But first of all, reconcile to Jesus. And then you know that you've got everything purposed and planned for your journey for the rest of your life. Amen and goodbye. See you next week, same time.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.